Welcome everybody. Share number 1513. Baleni today lulu nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rav Zisel. Lulu nishmas blima bas Rav Moshe and lerefua shalema harav refol Yeshua ben Brindle. Getting back to the halachas of Devrei Kabbalah. Okay, of course we're talking about the halachas of Vedavidava, what one could speak about on Shabbos, what one can't. I just want to explain one thing, interesting thing, which Mishnah Berurah talks about, but the Sefer Klalim explains it, which we'll try and see inside, and that is, there's two ways of looking at a malacha. There's certain malachas, there's certain actions that there's no way of, you know, doing it without being over Chilul Shabbos. Then there are certain actions that one could do it in a way whereby he will not be over Chilul Shabbos, you know. But on the other hand, it could be done also in a way that one would be over Chilul Shabbos. So let's see. For example. We say, you know, one to drive a car, right? So if I say Monday I'm going to drive my car, there's no way to drive a car without being over Chilul Shabbos. That's for sure. The Raisas and everything. So driving a car there's no way it could be done halachically without being over Chilul Shabbos. So that, of course, cannot be said. That we understand. Right? If somebody says, yeah, I'm going to do the laundry. Monday morning I'm going to do the laundry. I'm going to be washed the shirts and whatever the case. So that, of course, cannot be done without any Chilul Shabbos. But sometimes there's certain malach, certain things that can be done. For example, if one has dishes, right? You're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. I need my dishes. I need my dishes for the Shabbos Suda. I'm allowed to wash it, right? So am I allowed to use hot water? No. I could use cold water, fine. Am I allowed to use a sponge? No. So I could use my hands, or I could use whatever. They have these scrubbies that are made for Shabbos with brushes. It's like a sort of like a brush. I know they used to sell it with bristles that are far apart. The water doesn't get trapped. Okay, be it as it may. But there's a way to wash the dishes. You know, am I allowed to use a hard bar of soap? No, but I could use liquid soap. So there's two ways of doing dishes. Dishes, I'm allowed to wash on Shabbos if I need them, right? If I need them, I'm allowed to wash them. There's a way of doing them halachically, it's okay. There's a way of washing dishes where it could be over like three different halachas, you know? It could be over bishul, it could be over whatever, schita, it could be over various different things. Memareach. Like three malachas, but I could do it in a way that there's no Chilul Shabbos either. So therefore, if I'm going to go and say, yeah, Tuesday morning I'm going to wash my dishes, that's okay, because there's a way to do it, there's a way to do that action without being over Chilul Shabbos, but on the other hand, it could be done with being over Chilul Shabbos. So who says I'm going to do it, you know, without being over Chilul Shabbos? So that's what we're trying to talk about today. In other words, the actions that one is not allowed to talk about, say, on Shabbos, that they will do, right? You're allowed to say the word. You're allowed to say the word fix. That's not the Israel is not saying the word fix, right? The Israel is not saying the word drive. It's the Israel is saying, I will drive, right? If I just say the word drive, I don't know, whatever. But if I say, I will do it, so that's where you have the problem. So if the action cannot be done on Shabbos in any way that's allowed, in any legal way, any halachic legal way, that's when you're not allowed to say it, even though it'll be after Shabbos. But if there's a way to do it the right way, also even on Shabbos, like washing dishes, yeah, if I need it, why not? So then one will be allowed to say that they're going to do it even after Shabbos. For another example, like somebody's there's a certain event, whatever the case is, event you're allowed to go to on Shabbos, a shir, whatever the case might be, and it's so if a person says, well, I'm going to go to this and this shul, I'm going to go to this and this event, whatever the case is, in case and time when it's allowed to go on Shabbos. So it's 35 blocks away, right? It's 35 blocks away. So you just say I'm going to go. You don't say you're going to drive. I'm going to go there. So you could walk, very nice. It happens to be 35 blocks, okay, so you'll take a nice long walk, big deal. I mean, what's the big deal? Or you could drive there too, but you never said you could drive. But you say, the point is, what I'm trying to say is, if any action that a person says they will do, even though they had in mind, good, I have in mind, so that's hero, right? I have in mind to drive the 35 blocks. I'm going to this and this event, this and this thing, whatever, after Shabbos. I'm going to go here and there, whatever the case is, after Shabbos. So that's what you say. It happens to be, people know, it's 30, the person you're talking to was 35 blocks. blocks away, and you're going to drive. You have in mind, I'm thinking I'm going to drive. Of course, how am I going to get there? I can't walk 35 blocks. But even on Shabbos, I would be allowed to walk there. It's 35 blocks. It'll take you some time. So one would be allowed to say, I'm going to go there. You can't say, I'm going to drive over there, but you can say, I'm going to go there. So this is what it's all about, basically. Just to read from the Sefer Kolam on page Resh Tzadik, he sums it all up in conjunction, of course, from the Mishnah Berurah. One cannot say in Shabbos, I'm going to do this and this thing after Shabbos. Even if you don't say straight out the thing that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. When can't you say that thing that you're going to do? And in other words, if I say a certain thing I'm going to do, and there's no way I could do it the right way on Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to say it, because it's understandable that it's going to be the wrong way, that you're saying it's an Isser. If there's no way to do it the right way on Shabbos, in other words, without being over Chol Shabbos, then you would not be allowed to say it, even though it sounds, I never, didn't really say anything per se. In other words, there's no way to do it the right way. Vatam, why can I do it? And we spoke about this last time. Vatam shenechshav keilu mazkira peula behedi, because of the fact that shenechshav keilu mazkira peula behedi, it's as though you're saying it straight out. V'nichlal b'posuk v'davadav, and this is part of the Israel v'davadav darshinan shlo yehedi burcha shel Shabbos kedi burcha shel chol. Right, so just to go through two quick things really. He says, the person says, also lemer b'shabbos mocher eschen chavetz v'zeh, I'm going to fix this thing. If a person looks at it and there's no way you could fix it without, you know, turning screws and doing all type of isurim, you know, taking a hammer, whatever has to be done, banging nails, doing isurim on Shabbos, things that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos, I can't fix it. There's no way to fix it without being over Chol Shabbos. So therefore, I would not be allowed to say, I'm going to fix this item Sunday, tomorrow. Even though the word fixing, I mean, could be in various different things, but if this one item you're talking about, chayfet zeh, he says, this item you're saying, there's no way to fix it without being over Chol Shabbos, you would not be allowed to say, I'm going to fix this item. Another example he brings, for example, somebody says, yeah, well, Sunday morning we're going to go cherry picking, we're going to go apple picking, right? You can't pick apples on Shabbos without being over Chol Shabbos. That's the Isra of Kaitzer, that's one of the Lamentes Malachas of Kaitzer. You can't pick apples on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So a person can say, well, Sunday morning we're going to go apple picking, so maybe there's a way you can do it halachically the right way on Shabbos. No, there's no way to do that, you can't do that. So those are just two quick examples. But like I said, the other way, somebody says, well, I'm going to wash the dishes. That could be done the right way, right? So it depends what the action the person is saying, but if it's an action, and even though it's just an action, and you're not really saying, you know, the thing itself, like driving, whatever, then there's no way to do it without being over Chol Shabbos, even that one would not be allowed to say it. But if it's something that there is a way out, sort of, there is a way to do it halachically legal, you know, legally, halachically, the right way on Shabbos, then one would be allowed to say, well, they're going to do it Sunday, Monday, or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha u'bracha. Kol tov.